Top Headlines.
NBA free agency news from the last 24 hours. Amir Johnson has resigned with the Philadelphia 76ers. It's a one-year deal. Also, free agent forward Nemanja Bjelica also signing with the Sixers. A one-year deal worth $4.4 million. Oklahoma City Thunder re-signed guard Raymond Felton to a one-year $2.4 million deal, pushing Oklahoma up to $300 million for their payroll. That's the priciest payroll in the NBA right now. Suns are closing in on a deal with Devin Booker worth $158 million over 5 years, and ESPN reporting that the Celtics not willing to give up one of their top five players in a trade for Kawhi Leonard. Red Sox shut out the Nationals 3-0 yesterday afternoon in D.C. Red Sox get the sweep in the three-game series. Jackie Bradley Jr., pair of RBIs in the win. He spoke after the game.
Good. I had to throw some pitches, fouled off a couple pitches, worked the count, got to 3-2 counts both times, and credit to them too. They made some good off speed pitches when they were behind in the count, and just had to continue to battle and finally get a pitch I could handle.
Red Sox back to work tomorrow, first of a three-game series against the Royals. In other MLB news, Yankee second baseman Gleyber Torres placed on the 10-day disabled list with a strained hip. And the Montreal Canadiens' terrible offseason continued with news that star defenseman Shea Weber will be out 5 to 6 months after undergoing arthroscopic surgery to repair a meniscus tear in his right knee. The team announced this just today. Weber had the procedure last month in June, but doctors determined the damage was more serious than previously thought. Your Sports Hub headlines brought to you by Cape Cod Baseball League. Heading to the Cape this summer? Don't forget to see the stars of tomorrow shine tonight. For schedules and locations, visit CapeCodBaseball.org. I'm Christian Arcand on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
This is 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow us on Twitter at 98.5 The Sports Hub.
A little extra effort could earn you a star.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Final hour of Zolak and Bertrand. Christian Arcand, double duty today, filling in for Zoe and Hardy. The question over the last couple of days related to the NBA on the whole is that now with Boogie Cousins going to the Warriors, now with a super team getting even more super, getting better, does the NBA have to step in? Does there need to be some sort of competitive balance rule in the NBA? The last two, three out of four, they are a stud team. If healthy, they could potentially have a better starting lineup. This is what could be true. Mm-hmm. They could have a better starting lineup than the Eastern Conference All-Star team will have.
Could be. I mean, that's not a wild... I hadn't thought of it that way, but that's very possible.
That's how good
yeah.
this team is yeah. already. And then they're adding quality players on short money in the case of Cousins, which has people irate because now you've got a team that is already so good getting better.
It's true.
They swept the finals this year. They only had one loss in the finals a year ago. They are dominant. They are overpowering. And they were playing against the team with the best player in the world the last 2 years. Is it good for the league? Nobody can make the case that this is good for the league.
No, but you can make the case that it's temporary, I guess.
That's the case that I would make.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's all you can really say. Klay Thompson's up after next year. Draymond Green, I think they're going to have... He has a player option, I think, after the next season. And Durant's on these one-year deals. So, you know, you have at least the possibility that it'll be over soon. But that's about it. Curry signed
and
through, what, 2023, I think?
By the way, we've seen this before.
Yeah.
This act has already played out. We've seen it. The Bulls winning six rings in one decade in the 90s. I mean, that's the closest comp I can find, because if you go back to the 90s and you go back to those series with Jordan and the Bulls, who was the real competitor in those years? Who was the other good team?
The Knicks? I mean, there wasn't really anyone. You know?
There wasn't. There was no other. You can go to the now the 80s.
The Pacers, I guess, like stood in the way, but they never beat them. You know, like no one ever beat them.
This is my thing. It's temporary. It doesn't last forever.
Mm.
In fact, this has been the way the NBA has been. The NBA has had this track record of having dominant teams, or in their best years, two multiple dominant teams. That's what they need. All the NBA needs. They don't need better competitive balance across the league. Do you know what they need? They need a second team. They need another Golden State.
Yeah.
That's all they need. They don't need everyone to be in the mix. You look at the 80s. So the Lakers won 5 in the 80s. Celtics won 3. There were two teams there. They were competing. There was a back and forth. It was legitimate competition. As long as you have a second team that is up there at the top, you're in good shape.
And there were second teams in each conference. The Sixers were in the mix in the 80s, and the Rockets were in a couple finals. I mean, it wasn't all just Celtics and Lakers. It was mostly that, but it wasn't strictly that. Like, it's been strictly LeBron and the Warriors the last 4 years.
And you could say it was better because there was legitimate competition on the way to the finals.
That too.
Right? I mean, look at the Pistons.
Not in 86. Celtics only lost one game in 86.
No, I know, but you can say that in the decade there were other competitive teams
generally,
that were close to the top. You can't even say the same now.
Mm.
You can't do it. The biggest problem, though, is that there's not a second team, and I would say the worst part, or the best part, I should say, is that these don't last. The Warriors will not last. The Warriors will at some point no longer be the team, but this is their run. This is their run that they are on. Should there be a rule that the commissioner can step in the best interest of the game?
No.
Or the owners should get together and collude against the players?
Nope.
I disagree with that.
You disagree there shouldn't be?
No, I disagree with that idea. I'm with you.
I hate that. Slippery slope there.
I don't like doing that.
And the commissioner may not always be Adam Silver either, even if you like him. You know, he may quit one day and the new commissioner really sucks and you don't like him and he starts getting involved in all these trades.
Yeah.
And I don't like the idea of that at all. I don't like the precedent. I don't like anything about it.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you. I mean, listen, we're at the point where if you're another team, you're hoping for something to happen. You're hoping for there to be this big fallout in that locker room and for them to implode. You're hoping for injuries. I don't know. You've got to hope for something, because if healthy, the Warriors will not be beat. If they're healthy, they're not going to lose.
Well.
They're not going to lose.
It took Houston missing, what, 20 consecutive three-pointers for them to lose that conference final? The Houston Rockets were a hair away from making it to the finals this year. That's a fact.
They didn't lose.
They were very close.
They didn't lose.
It was a matter of a historically bad performance from James Harden.
Yeah.
And Chris Paul getting hurt. And then missing 20 consecutive three-pointers, which I've never seen before. They didn't lose, you're right. But it's not like it was, you know, sealed delivered and they just moonwalked through that either.
They didn't lose, and they're not going to lose.
They had a very tough series with Houston.
They're not going to lose.
Eh.
They're not going to do it.
But here's the thing. I'm trying here.
It sucks. You got to wait it out. That's it. That's what it comes down to. You have to wait it out. Ben is in Sterling. Ben.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey, Ben.
What's up?
Hey, so just listening to you, is he saying, are they going to step in and make a rule or something like that? I honestly don't think you can. And if they do put it in there, somebody's going to get around it and figure out some other way. But to be honest with you, I think it's just terrible management by the other teams. They just don't have enough money, or not necessarily money because they all got money, but just to kind of make dumb moves. You know, you look at the Thunder and the things that they had before they ended up getting rid of them. They ended up drafting good, ended up, I believe, that Westbrook is kind of a plague, which means they didn't really mesh together well, which you look at that team a few years back, they were stacked, and they should have been able to easily win, but they didn't, you know? And I just think it's terrible management that makes these teams get in this position, and apparently Golden State did a good job going through the draft and making this happen. I don't know what you guys think, but do you guys think...
Okay, Ben, we're going to leave it right there. How did they get here? They drafted well.
Yeah.
They have some homegrown talent, and they also then added Kevin Durant. That was sort of a big part of that.
After winning 73 games, by the way.
Sort of a big part of that puzzle. Yeah. Win 73 and then add one of the top five players in the league. Oh, that helps.
But the homegrown talent did give them that 73-win season.
Yes, it did.
Which you have to give them props for that.
But
for
that's
sure.
Not how you become a super team like they are now.
Mm.
You've got a little bit of everything.
They did lose the title that year. They didn't win the 73-win year. You know, that's when LeBron made that crazy comeback.
Yeah, and then there was the suspension in the finals and Draymond and all that.
Well, Draymond Green kicking people in the penis was I think part of that too. You know, you can't just brush that off like, oh, he got suspended for no reason. Like, that's what he does. That was sort of his thing.
Can't toss around the old Rochambeau and not expect him not pay for that. 617-779-0985. I'll get some more of your calls on this coming up next.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Peter's in Jamaica playing. Hey, Peter.
Guys, how you doing? I think Brad Stevens needs to tackle Danny Ainge and throw his phone in the Charles River because they're right where they want to be. It sounds like they're going to sign Marcus Smart. They signed Aaron Banks. Those are the two moves I really wanted them to do. Okay? Going forward, they need those draft picks either to replenish their team or to look for better deals. And I mean, stay away from Kawhi Leonard. He's got so many red flags. It's crazy. And I think, help me out here. Jesus.
You got to give us a trickle here.
Kyrie.
Kyrie, yeah.
Okay. He's gone. Kyrie Irving. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And they did the same thing that Cleveland did. They tried to trade him last season for Kawhi Leonard at the midseason. He knows that. And I think it really pisses him off. And that money. Because that money would be much better spent on Jason Brown,
Tatum,
Jalen Brown,
okay. Right,
and other young players. He's not. That's $200 million, and for a guy that really doesn't want to play here, I wouldn't do it.
Okay, Peter, do you think that this Celtics team is good enough to make it to the finals right now?
I cut him off.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. Well, never mind. We don't have to interview him, I guess.
Yeah.
But if you think this team's good enough to make it to the finals right now,
yep, which they are.
You want to just wait for the young players to get good enough to compete with Golden State? You have a chance now to be there and to win and to be a multi-championship team. If you can put a team together that can compete with Golden State, which right now they can't. And if Kyrie leaves after next year, that makes it even more stupid not to have a backup plan. You know, Marcus Smart's not your backup plan. Tatum and Brown are going to be great, but they're not your backup plan right now. Right now, you need something else. You need some sort of insurance, and they don't have it.
Would you trade Kyrie right now?
For Kawhi Leonard?
In a deal, just in theory.
For the right deal, sure, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, would I. Definitely. For the right deal, I think you got to consider it if it comes. Again, I don't know what that would be. I think we're sort of past all the big moves being made, but you never know.
And if anyone's dumb enough to give you something of value for more than a year, for 1 year of Kyrie, yeah, you take that chance, sure.
Stevens in Milton. Hey, Steven, what do you got?
You guys are just so wrong on Rondo. You were wrong when he was in Boston. You were wrong when he was on Chicago and went up 2-0 on the overrated Celtics team. Rondo last year made the Pelicans relevant. Rondo with LeBron James is going to be incredible. Rondo also doesn't need to shoot. He gets a million assists to get a game. So he's like the definition of Showtime Lakers. He in himself will attract other superstars. And you guys said that the league needs two Golden States. Well, the Lakers are going to be the second Golden State. Next year, Kevin Durant's a free agent. There's a chance he just flip-flops teams and goes right to the Lakers. I don't know why you guys don't see this. As far as the Celtics go, the run is almost over. Kyrie's on the team, and he actually doesn't even want to be here. We're not going to sign any other free agents, so we may as well invest in these rookies now so they don't leave us because we're done. We're not going to win. Next year's our only chance because Kyrie's gone after that.
Steven, why couldn't Durant go there this offseason? Oh, he hung up. Durant could have gone to the Lakers this offseason.
He wanted to, sure.
Could have done that a week ago.
Stephen A. said LeBron texted him.
And what did he do? Laughed it off. Yeah. Like, no.
Hit him with the U up at 2 a.m.
Why would I go there? I'm already winning where I am.
I'm here now.
I'm here. I have my team, and we win every year.
Yeah. Playing with LeBron would be taking a cut.
Since
really.
I've been here, we haven't lost an NBA Finals yet. Mm. 2 years, two rings. Why would I leave here, LeBron? So let's assume he wins a third one. 3 years in a row, he wins a ring. That's when he's going to decide he wants to go play with the Lakers? For what? And yeah. For who?
By the way, I love how Rondo's the greatest player of all time on his fifth team in 5 years. Like, really? He's been from Dallas, Sacramento, Chicago, the Pelicans, and now the Lakers.
No, that's,
this guy's the savior. He can't stay on a team for more than one season.
Just like that Western Conference exec said.
Please.
Getting the playmaker like Rondo, that's a hard guy to get. So hard that five different teams have had him in the last 5 years.
Couldn't wait to move on.
Jeez. Wow. Mark is in Medford. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I don't understand what LeBron was thinking either. I mean, you went to another finals. You won another Eastern Conference championship, okay? Then, I understand that he said he was leaving no matter what. So you had a choice to go to two winning teams in Philly or Boston. Yet you picked the Lakers, okay, who suck, number one. Number two, not knowing if they're going to be any good, even with you on the team. I mean, what's going to happen if they finish under 500 again? What's he going to do? I mean, if that's the case, just stay in Cleveland. At least you got a shot to go to another championship.
I mean, he's not wrong. I said it at the beginning of the show. There's a very good chance. It's not a, you know, ironclad lock or anything, but there's a very good chance LeBron James has gone to his last NBA Finals. Just digest that for a second. He's been to 9 in a row, 8 in a row, and now he may never be in another one again.
Hayden is in Framingham. What's up, Hayden?
Hey, guys. First, I want to say that I think the Celtics have a pretty legitimate chance to compete with the Warriors in an NBA Finals. I don't believe they'll win, but I think they'll compete. I think they'll win a couple of games, even with DeMarcus Cousins.
Okay.
People forget that they didn't. I said even with DeMarcus Cousins, I think the Celtics compete with the Warriors next year in the NBA Finals.
All right.
And the reason I say that is because they didn't have Kyrie, they didn't have Gordon Hayward. Everybody knows that. But everybody forgets that they also didn't have Daniel Tice, which was a huge piece to their offense and their defense.
Okay.
And I think they would have beaten Cleveland with Daniel Tice on that team to help them on the board.
Oh, God.
Aside from that, I'm getting sick of people saying the Warriors are just too good and they've signed all these guys. The Warriors were good before they had Durant, before they had Cousins. They drafted smart for those 3 years where they got Curry, Thompson, and Draymond Green. I think they made two straight finals with just that team alone.
Can you imagine the Warriors with Daniel Tice, though? I mean, just think about it. They got Tice on that roster. Forget it.
Aiden,
82-0.
Aiden, you're right. Christian had said that earlier. They had 73 wins before they ever had Kevin Durant. They definitely, you know, built the start of that through the draft. They've only gotten better since that. They won a title and had Draymond not, as Christian so eloquently put it, had he not kicked someone in the penis, they may have won two titles before Durant ever got there.
Yeah.
Okay? But what the hell does Daniel Tice have to do with competing with the Golden State Warriors?
Would have helped him on the boards, man.
Come on!
Daniel Tice to the Warriors. Adam Silver gets involved. Hold on, guys. Come on now. We gotta keep it fair here. You can't bring Tice into this now.
Oh, man. No, you're right. That's when my mind will be changed. When there needs to be more competitive balance rules. If Tice were to go to the Warriors, then I would flip on this. I'd do a 180 and say, Adam Silver, you must, for the sake of the game, get involved here.
It's not funny anymore.
Oh, my God.
Bringing a little vitamin Tice to that? I don't think so. It's unfair. It's not even a sport anymore.
Oh, man. Phil's in Boston. Phil, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a Kyrie question, but first, I want to tell you what I think the Celtics' plan is. I think back in 2016 or earlier, Ainge identified the best possible scenario, the best player that he could possibly have for a dynasty due to the player's greatness, his age, and position scarcity. It would obviously be Anthony Davis and nobody else even close to second. He also recognized the history of superstar players on small market teams, making it realistic that Davis will opt out in 2020 and more realistic that he will be traded in 2019. And everything he's done to this point shows that that may be true, starting with he signed Horford as a bridge center whose salary comes off the books in 2020, just in time to say that sign Davis. He acquired a boatload of assets ready to roll in 2019 for a trade. And he built a team that Davis would love to come to. The Celtics with our tradition, the market, the fans, the management, the coach, and now the players. It's all right at his fingertips. The only problem is Kyrie Irving. Now, if you trade Kyrie for assets now, you could possibly keep Brown and Tatum. But if you keep, why would you keep Kyrie? Because you can't have Kyrie and Anthony Davis due to the, the Rose Rule.
The Rose Rule, right.
So why would he give up on a chance at Davis? Like, his dynasty is right at his fingertips. Why would he settle for a consolation prize when he could have the holy grail of grand prize in Anthony Davis? So my question is, in what universe would it make any sense to not trade Kyrie ASAP?
The universe where Anthony Davis isn't just
available?
Dying to come to Boston.
That's
that's the obvious one. Yeah, there's an opt-out in his contract, and there's reasons why he might not want to stay in New Orleans, but that team was a four seed last year, right? I mean, they weren't some crap team at the bottom of the division that came up and won a playoff round. No, they were a four seed. And the Pelicans are pretty pleased with what he's doing there. I don't think they have any interest in trading him away any sooner than they absolutely have to, and it may not even come to that. He might decide, hey, I want to stay here. This team's going in a good direction. Maybe they can put someone other than Etwan Moore around me to take some of the pressure off here. And that doesn't seem like a crazy thing to believe in. They just got Julius Randle. I don't know. I mean, I think the Anthony Davis people who are still clinging on to this are crazy. He's not going anywhere. That's how I look at it anyway.
That's how I look at it too. And the more you hear out of New Orleans, the more you hear that he wants to be there. Right?
Yeah.
He wants to be there.
Well, then again, Kawhi Leonard said he wants to stay in San Antonio last February, too. So, you know, it doesn't always matter what they say.
Although, there have been reports that Anthony Davis wasn't thrilled with, I guess, the way free agency has gone. But I don't know. I don't think that you can bank on him being available and easy to get if you're the Celtics.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's hot outside. Is that what you've got? A weather advisory?
Yeah. An actual state-issued weather advisory.
Really?
8 o'clock is when it'll be over. But, yeah, it's a heat advisory, mostly for kids, you know, so they don't pass out in the heat or something like that, or sunstroke and things of that nature.
The elderly.
And the elderly, yeah.
Don't leave your dogs in the car.
Definitely don't do that.
That one is an immediate, I'm going to smash your window. What are you doing?
Yeah. That actually, there's a story from this week, from yesterday. I think the dog got left in the car. Dog died. Terrible. Can't do that.
I mean, that is ultimate stupidity. You deserve to have your windows, all of them. In fact, if you're going to rescue a dog from someone who is stupid enough to leave their dog in the car on a day like today,
mm-hmm.
you should have the legal right, and I think we should get this law on the books, you should have the legal right to smash out every window on the car, just for good measure.
Yeah.
Take out every single one of them. Every window that the vehicle has, you're allowed to smash it out.
And you can spray paint mean stuff on the hood, too.
Yes. Yes. Whatever vandalism to that car takes place, it should be allowed.
Yep.
It should be allowed. And then if it's a child.
It's only fair.
If it's like a kid that gets left in a car, that's when you not only get to do all of that, you smash all the windows, you vandalize the car, then you are allowed to stone the person when they return to the car.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Pick up rocks. And you get to throw rocks at them. Like everyone who's in the supermarket parking lot can then throw their rock at the person.
Yeah.
And if they die, well, that's on them.
This heat advisory is in northern Connecticut, northern Rhode Island, all of Massachusetts, east of the Berkshires, excluding Cape Cod and the islands, because you can just, dunk in the water there if you need to.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Heat index up to 104 due to temperatures in the low to mid-90s. The timing is this afternoon, and the impact is heat-related illnesses, particularly for children and the elderly. So
there you go. Scorcher.
Yeah.
So, real question. Real talk here. Has anyone ever used one of these sunshades that go on your dashboard? This is a real discussion that Christian and I just had off the air.
I've never used one.
And I've never used one. I think as soon as you do, you're admitting that you're now like Mr. like practical, like you're a nerd now, which I'm okay with. I mean, whatever. But do they? Is it valuable?
Yeah, does it do anything?
Should I consider it?
Right.
I'm sort of considering it.
I'm thinking about it.
I see people use them, and I think those must keep the car cool enough so that you don't burn your hands when you touch the wheel.
Yeah.
Or you don't burn your ass when you sit down on a hot leather seat. There's got to be some sort of real improvement with these sunshades, and we're curious. Christian and I are genuinely curious if we should start using one.
You ever sit in the car and it's so hot that you almost feel like drunk? Like you're like, oh my God, like you can't like focus, you know? Like,
the air is...
There's just like not enough like regular oxygen. You just
yes.
sit there and it's like, I can't drive in it. Like I have to wait for the air to come on here. Otherwise I'm going to crash. Like I'm not myself. It's almost like you're high. It's weird. Like it's that hot right now. If your windows are up anyway. But yeah, I would consider it. I would consider one of those things in the front. But
yes,
I don't know if it actually does anything.
I think this is something we need to consider.
Okay.
And so, if you don't want to call us now, by tomorrow, could you let us know? I mean, we're here again tomorrow. And this is something we'd like to probably get resolved in the next couple of days. You know, it's the start of summer. The real start of summer, July 4th. That's when we just want to kind of have that information. Is this going to be worth it for us? Are we going to be pleased with the purchase of a sunshade if we go for it? If we pull the trigger on that this weekend.
If I invest $14 American of my own money into one of these devices, will it be worth the $14? I'm assuming that's what they cost. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Can't cost more than that.
I hope not.
It's basically a towel.
I just remember the ones as a kid where they had like the big sunglasses on them.
Yeah.
I don't see though. I see more of those like shiny metallic ones.
Right.
Now.
Like tinfoil.
Than anything else. Tom and Quincy, you got a sunshade in your car? Tom?
Yeah.
What do
yeah,
you think?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what do you got?
I got it off like eBay. It's just a cheesy one, but probably the best thing I ever bought for this car.
Really? Yeah. What'd it run you?
I think it was like $25.
$25, okay. Yeah. It's close.
But it keeps the car, what, cool? Does it not get hot? What happens when you use it?
I got black leather, so...
So do I. The problem.
It doesn't keep it cool. It just doesn't make it way over.
The flesh doesn't boil off your bones when you sit on it, basically.
Right. So it's a little bit it's a little easier to get into the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. That's worth it, if you ask me. What do you have as an interior?
Gray. It's gray leather, so it's not that bad.
That reflects a little bit better. But
yeah.
black anything is bad.
Black leather, forget it. Yeah.
Steve in Florida. Steve.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, yeah. So I have triple black car. Triple black Porsche 911. The things work.
Cool guy alert.
But they're goofy. I couldn't catch me setting one up. And then what do you do with it when you're folding it? You can't really fold it inside the car. You know, it's too big. It's cumbersome. I'll burn my hands any day.
So you don't have one?
I did, but you know, to set it up, just imagine four folds of cardboard the width of your windshield. Try to unfold that.
That sounds terrible.
No, but while sitting inside the car, he's saying,
I guess.
It gets right. in the way. It gets yeah. in the way. He's a former user.
Right.
He's out.
Gets in the way of the dozens of women who are also in the car in his Porsche 911.
Naked women, all of them.
Right. Got to have room for the ladies. You're driving around.
The shade
on
was
a hot
for them.
Day. Yeah.
The shade was for them. He's a gentleman. He's an absolute gentleman.
I mean, they're naked, so you know. Going to burn themselves on the leather.
Mark in Foxborough. Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Mark.
So that sunshade comes in key if you drive a manual car. That way your shift knob's not a million degrees.
Ah, okay. For the people hanging on to that, the last, you know, the last that's holdouts.
That's what the last guy said. He always wants to keep his shift knob cool.
Exactly.
For the ladies.
Right. They even make cars that are standard anymore.
Of course they
don't
do.
Right?
Of course they do.
They do?
Yes.
I haven't seen a new car that was standard in a long time.
Oh yeah, I mean, I don't think that's what most people opt for. There's a lot of high end cars that have standard because that's what people want.
Still,
they want it for the performance.
Okay,
that's what they want.
Like, I remember in high school, there was, like, a divide.
Like, if you buy a Jeep Wrangler,
yeah,
I'd say that that is a car where a lot of people want the standard. They don't want the automatic.
Because we were, I think we were the last generation that grew up where it was, like, 50-50, you either drove standard or automatic. And it was basically based on what your parents drove. You know, if you practice on your parents' car, what they had is what you did. But that's not really the case now. Like, I feel like they're so rare that most kids, like, growing up and learning how to drive don't even know about standard anymore.
Mike is in the car. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys, I'm calling from Arizona, actually, so I can tell you all about sunshades out here.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Required.
You need them.
You need them. And just as a heads up, they do make them with, like, silver to reflect the sun and black in the winter to make it warmer in your car. So if you guys are going to get it, get the dual purpose so you can use it in the wintertime, make your car warmer.
Oh. Oh, I hadn't even thought of that.
Well, that's something to think about.
So in the winter when it's, like, sunny yet also cold, you put it up there and it warms up the car. That's interesting. I hadn't thought of that.
Right. So, but, I mean, out here, we're just all about keeping the sun out, and everyone has it. So,
gotcha.
I just call about the NBA, just a couple of thoughts. First, I think from an overall perspective, Magic blew the Paul George situation. And I don't think he's getting enough heat for that. You know, Paul George wanted to come to the Lakers. Magic didn't pull the trigger. And now he lost one superstar to Oklahoma City for who knows how long. He'll probably never get, or at least he gets them much later on in his career, and he could have had two superstars today if he played his cards right, and he didn't. The second point is, on the LeBron sweepstakes, I think Doc Rivers blew it too, because he had LeBron's BFF, Chris Paul, who eventually left because he was so frustrated how the team was being run. If Chris Paul was in L.A. with the Clippers, LeBron would be a Clipper today.
Good point. Good point on both fronts.
Interesting thought, yeah.
Clippers blew it over the course of a couple of years, and so did the Lakers in not ensuring and making sure that Paul George got there.
Yeah. Remember,
and if there was a thought a week ago, or I should say a year ago, that, hey, we don't need to really go all out to try and trade for Paul. Well, wait, he's going to be... No, guess what? You lost your chance because you didn't do a trade.
Yeah.
Which might be the same thing that goes on right now with Kawhi Leonard.
Very, very possibly. And you know what? The Oklahoma City Thunder are a great example of that. They traded Victor Oladipo to get Paul George for 1 year. And that ended up working about as perfectly as it could have. You got him now for four more after that because he just liked it so much.
One tweet before we get to the takeaways. Mikey says, just walked out of work and saw someone in the parking lot with a sunshade. My first reaction was, what a geek.
Nerd!
Okay, man, that's okay. I would say that's an appropriate reaction. He said, but that changed immediately when I got into the car.
Right.
And realized how freaking hot it was in that car. I'm okay looking like a nerd or a geek with my sunshade. I just want to know if it's worth it, if it's worth your time, worth the investment. Got a lot of people saying yes, and one guy says no because there's just too many women in the car. And he's, you know, got to think about them too. Got to have a lot of space.
It's hot, but I mean, need room for the hose.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
There we go. Now I can hear myself. Now it's time for the Awaken 180 Weight Loss Takeaway. Take away your excess weight with Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Arcand in for Hardy and Zoe today. We had some decent stuff on the phones, including Fireworks Guy, who called to let Christian know that his thoughts on the slow development of new fireworks, yeah, that was dead wrong. George in Medford with a thought on fireworks. George.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, George.
Hey, George.
I'm going to say something you probably never hear, but you're dead wrong about the fireworks.
Which one of us are you talking to?
Which part about? Which part, though?
About them spelling words and faces. One of you said, oh, if they
that was me, yeah.
Joe's Christian. Or whatever. Yeah. If you watch the fireworks from last year, they actually spelled out in red, white, and blue, a big USA, and they do a kind of, it's not a great flag, but they have the the ability to make a flag, and they do it. You obviously didn't watch it in Boston last year. You would have saw the USA.
I didn't see it in Boston. No, I missed it. I did not see that.
Okay. Well, if you Google, I'm going to say if someone in your office Googles fireworks spell words or fireworks make flags, you'll come up with the pictures and the video.
All right. I'll get right
but
on that.
They also do huge shows in New York and L.A. and stuff that we don't see. But if you, they actually can spell words, and they make flags now, and they're getting better and better at it.
I stand corrected. I still haven't seen any evidence of this, but I'll trust the guy. Guy calls in and says
it exists. It's just not good.
Yeah. Should be better. Even if it does exist, it should be better.
And that's not what you're typically seeing at your local fireworks shows.
No.
Yeah, you might get it. You might get one or two of those a year in Boston or New York or L.A. or somewhere, you know, Philadelphia. But you're not seeing a lot of that. You're not seeing those in all the illegal fireworks shows up and down the beaches of Massachusetts yesterday.
Or the roof of my apartment building yesterday.
Right. Right.
Before the cops came.
I'm happy. Did they show up?
No.
I'm going to say, if you get the cops to your house on the 4th for fireworks, that means you've gone overboard.
Yeah.
That means you've really eclipsed the threshold of what is acceptable.
Busy night for the police, 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. I told you, it's one of the deadliest holidays
going.
It is a deadly holiday.
First responders, everybody.
It is, car accidents. It is the fireworks mishaps. It is just straight up violence. It's a bad, bad, bad holiday. Everyone gets boozy and then they get crazy. That's what happens.
People eat too much.
A lot of things go wrong.
Get sick.
Meanwhile, speaking of things going wrong, this didn't go wrong for the Celtics this offseason, and that is Tice, still a member of the Boston Celtics, and for that...
Yes!
Good news, everyone. Hayden is in Framingham. Yeah, what's up, Hayden?
Even with DeMarcus Cousins, I think the Celtics compete with the Warriors next year in the NBA Finals.
All right.
And the reason I say that is because they didn't have Kyrie, they didn't have Gordon Hayward. Everybody knows that. But everybody forgets that they also didn't have Daniel Tice, which was a huge piece to their offense and their defense.
Okay.
And I think they would have beaten Cleveland with Daniel Tice on that team to help them on the board.
Oh, God.
Aside from that... I'm getting sick of people saying the Warriors are just too good, and they've signed all these guys. The Warriors were good before they had Durant, before they had Cousins. They drafted smart for those 3 years where they got Curry, Thompson, and Draymond Green. I think they made two straight finals with just that team alone.
Can you imagine the Warriors with Daniel Tice, though? I mean, just think about it. They got Tice on that roster. Forget it.
Aiden,
82-0.
Aiden, you're right. I couldn't take that. I was dying.
That was great.
Tice.
Huge part of their offense and defense.
They did.
Daniel Tice. he wasn't there.
You've heard about not having Kyrie. You've heard about not having Gordon Hayward.
Mm-hmm.
Why are more people not talking about the loss of Tice?
I mean, I'm not saying they would have beat the Warriors if Tice was playing. I'm not saying they would have swept the Warriors.
Competitive,
you know, maybe like a 6-game series or something, maybe along those lines. Daniel Tice, series MVP.
They would have smoked LeBron. I mean, that's for sure.
Yeah,
they would have crushed him, crushed LeBron James, no doubt about it. Wow, we got Jim Murray and Silver Fox.
That's right,
coming in here.
Yeah, super pumped. Super pumped to be here today. Dealing with a chest infection the last 4 days.
A chest infection?
Man. Yep. Yeah, sick in the summer. Sick for the 4th.
Great.
That was great. Loved that yesterday. And so much to talk about,
like,
too.
Like pneumonia? Like, what are you dealing with?
Yeah, and best of all, you know what's the best
are
when
you
show up to a doctor and say, hey, been coughing up green stuff, hacking up green stuff for like a week. Can I have antibiotics? And they tell you, no, you can't.
Viral.
Yeah, viral.
Viral.
Damn. Viral. So
okay.
Get ready for some hot fire from now until 7.
You ever use the sunshade, Murray?
What's a sunshade?
Okay. We'll get more on that with him tomorrow.
Oh.
Murray and Fox. The Silver Fox next.